You were one of the forces behind the Elder Justice Act. What do you hope the act does for future generations?
One of the things that we hope the act does is to elevate the issue of elder abuse on the national agenda and in the national conversation about a number of different topics. Elder abuse has been a largely hidden epidemic. Although we've spent countless billions to extend life, we've devoted much less attention and resources to enhancing the safety and well-being in the years that we've gained.
What main obstacles do you have to overcome to see the piece of legislation really work?
Well, right now, funding. There has been no funding appropriated for implementation of the Elder Justice Act, and there's been no funding appropriated for implementation of other elder justice provisions in the Elder Americans Act. The California Department of Social Services has estimated that there are 40,000 cases of elder abuse in Los Angeles County a year. As you know, the 77 million baby boomers are aging, and notwithstanding the fact that we're desperately trying not to get older, we are. And so what that means is that we're going to have more old people in this country than we've ever had before. For example, already people 85 and older are the fastest growing part of the population, with people 100 and older being a close second. So that's a really astounding number, and one that really demands our attention, because that means that an awful lot of people are being abused, neglected, and exploited. For every one case of elder abuse that we see, another 23.5 never come to light. So that means that about 96% of cases never come to attention. And so, you know, one of the things that's so compelling in my mind, and one of the reasons that makes me want to work on these issues, is that I can't think of another issue that affects as many people where less is being done.
Why do you think our society is struggling with elder abuse and elder neglect?
That's a really complicated question that I've thought about a lot. I don't have definitive answers, but I have some thoughts about it. I think we live in a very ageist society. It's easier for people to be sympathetic to or hopeful for other kinds of victims who are not older. I think there's also an element of denial. You know, we just don't want to acknowledge that we're getting old, either individually or as a society. And so that, I think, causes us to not look at these issues as carefully as we should or might. We really want to focus on the very positive aspects of aging, which is really important to do also. But we can't look at them to the exclusion of the potential risks and harm that befall so many people. I mean, the numbers are emerging that it's probably in the neighborhood of at least 6 million people a year in the country are abused, neglected, or financially exploited. And elder abuse robs people of their independence and means that they end up in facilities. Then if we start assessing the cost, it's no doubt a cost of many billions of dollars.
If you could give a word of advice or encouragement to the victims or families, what would you say to them?
To victims and family members of victims, I would say don't give up hope. There are really important and great resources in the Southern California area. And then the other thing is, if somebody is concerned about whether elder abuse has occurred or not, ask questions.